So a D.C. Fox station is reporting that prison labor will cause the layoff of and shutdown of some companies that make U.S. military uniforms. Two Southeast companies that make U.S. military uniforms are shedding hundreds of jobs as the government looks to federal inmates for the fatigues. American Power Source makes military clothing in Fayette, Alabama, but the government contract expires in October. Federal Prison Industries, which also operates under the name Unicor, will snag the work and leave the task to inmates. FBI has the first right of refusal for U.S. government contracts under the 1930 federal law. American Apparel in some Alabama-based military clothing manufacturer closed one of its plants and continues to downsize due to the loss of some of its contracts to the FBI. According to retired Air Force Colonel and spokesman Kurt Wilson, the company laid off 225 employees and cut the hours of 190 employees this year. So private workers end up losing their jobs to prisoners. I'm all for keeping prisoners busy, but when it means companies having to shut down and people losing their jobs, remember just who has the rights here. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.